हिंदी में बोलने में तो ज़्यादा अभ्यास नहीं, इंग्लिश बोले ये लोग भी समझेगा इंग्लिश। मुनयो साधु पृष्ठोऽहं भवद्भिः लोकमङ्गलं यत्कृतः कृष्णसङ्पश्न जीनात्मा सुप्रसीदति। बाय द सेडेज एंड नैमिषारण्य द क्वेश्चन वाज पुट बिफोर सुत गोस्वामी that after Krishna's departure from this world to his own abode, where the responsibility was given for religious propaganda. So it was Krishna Sang Prashna, question about Krishna. And the question was, the religious principle, where did it rest? Because religion means the law of God. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. As you cannot manufacture law at home, the law is enunciated in the legislative assembly of the government. Not that you in your home or in your office or in a big conference by the power. No. Similarly, the word dharma, religion, is explained as and people have interpreted in a different way that I can manufacture my own way of religion. It is going on very strong nowadays by some missionary sect, Jatama Tatopat. There are as many ways there are, they are all perfect. That somebody said that to cut throat is my religion. That is also accepted. But that is not religion. Religion means dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam, what is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or what is ordained by the supreme authority, that is dharma. Therefore, in the next verse, it is explained, sabai pumsa paro dharma jato bhakti rado kaji ahoi tuki aprati hata jayatma suprasidati. If you want actual peace, Atma supersedeti, then you have to accept paro dharma. Paro means supreme or superior. There are two kinds of dharmas, paro and aparo. Aparo means this material world. Bhumi rapa nalo vayu, khangamana buddhi devacha. There are two natures. One spiritual nature and one material nature. People do not understand what is spiritual nature, but Krishna explains very nicely, and one can understand very easily what is spiritual nature and what is material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, the matter, five elements, earth, water, air, fire, sky, mind, intelligence, ego, these are material nature. Prakriti me bhinna ashtadha. Aparayam. Then Krishna says, this is apara. Apara means inferior. Bhumirapanalobhayo. The modern scientists or philosophers, they are engaged in studying this inferior nature. They have no information of the superior nature. But Krishna says that these five elements, eight elements, five gross and three subtle. The mind is also material. Khangamana buddhi. These are material. People think that mental speculation, poetry, philosophy, that is spiritual. No, so long the subject matter is material, the concoction of the mind, speculation of the mind, the so-called philosophy, is also material. When mind is engaged at the lotus feet of the Lord, as it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sabai Mana Krishna Padaravinda, when the mind is fixed up in the lotus feet of the Lord, then the words are used, the vibration of the tongue used, Vachaṃsi Vaikuntha Gunānuvanna. Then the words are utilized for describing about the spiritual world. The spiritual world is called Vaikuntha. There is no kuntha, anxiety. That is spiritual world. When you become spiritualized, Brahma-bhuta, prasanna-atma, there is no more kuntha. This is the sign of becoming Brahma-bhuta. At the present moment, we are jiva-bhuta. Manas-sasthāni-indriyāni-prakṛti-sthāni-karsati. Therefore, our struggle for existence is with the mind and the six senses. But when your existence is spiritualized, then Brahma-bhuta, you have no more anxieties. That is the sign. Brahma-bhuta prasanna-atma. Na sochati na prasanna-atma means na sochati na kankhati. We have got two diseases in the material world. One is sochati and the other is kankhati. The things which we haven't got, we desire to possess, kankhati. And the things which we possess, it will be spoiled, it will be lost. Chanaka Pandit says that everything in this material world is temporary. Smaro nittam anittata. So when we engage our mind in these temporary things, there is sochana and akanka. And when we are elevated to the spiritual platform, then there is no more Sochana and Akankha. This is the symptom. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kankati samasarvesu bhutesu. At that time, it is possible to re-establish samatha. We are very much anxious to re-establish our universal brotherhood. But from the material platform, it is not possible. Unless we come to the platform of Brahma Bhuta, we cannot expect samasarvesu bhutesu. Pandita samadarshina, these things are there in the Bhagavad Gita. So considering from all this point of view, Bhagavan Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is teaching us that paro dharma. We have distinguished paro and apara. Aparayam, the material elements, mind, intelligence and ego, they are all material. Apara. Itasu vidhi me prakritim para, jiva bhuta mahabhava, jayadam dharjati jagat. So we have to come to that a spiritual platform, Brahma-bhuta platform, samasarvesu-bhuteshu. That is wanted. That kind of religious system is explained in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, paro-dharma. And others, they are aparo-dharma, apara, inferior. Therefore, one Vrindavan Das Thakur, a great Vaishnava Acharya, he has said, Prithivite jahakichu dharma name chale, Bhagavat kahe taha paripurna chale. Prithivite, upon the surface of the earth, there are many systems of religion. Jahakichu, dharma name chale. So what is that? Bhagavat kahe, he does not say, but he says on the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam, that is scholarship. A scholar will not speak anything as he is thinking, no. He will give authoritative quotation to support. That is Vedic system. When you support your proposition with the Vedic version, then it is accepted. Otherwise not. Veda Pramana. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur said, Bhagavat kahe. He doesn't say it in my opinion. Nowadays it has become a very good fashion. I think in my opinion, without knowing his own value. He gives his opinion. He does not know that he is imperfect. He is imperfect in his senses. He is liable to commit mistake. He is illusion and he is a cheater. Everyone knows that how I am cheating the other party, especially amongst businessmen when there is contract. So each one is trying how much I have cheated. So this cheating, vipralipsa, is one of the qualifications of the conditioned soul. Brahm pramad vipralipsa karanapata. So a person, authorized person in the line of disciple succession, he does not speak by his own authority. Immediately he'll quote from the Vedic literature to support his proposition. So Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Bhagavata kahe. He doesn't say that I say or in my opinion, no. Bhagavata kahe taha paripurna chale. Prithivite jaha kichu dharma name chale. Bhagavata kahe taha paripurna chale. How is that Bhagavata says? That was the Srimad Bhagavatam. In fine, in the introductory portion, Vyasadeva says, dharma prujjita kaitava atra. Atra, Srimad Bhagavate, kaitava dharma prujjita. Kaitava means cheating. Cheating type of religion is completely kicked out. Prujjita. Pakrishna Rupena Ujjita. Just like we sweep over the floor and throw away the dust just to make the floor very clean. The Srimad Bhagavatam, just to make it very clean from this cheating type of religious system. It is written by Vyasadeva. Religion means that jato bhakti ado khaje. This is religion. Here it is said. Savai pungsa paro dharma jato bhakti ado khaje. It doesn't matter whether you are Hindu or Musliman or Christian or Buddha or Jaini or so on, there are so on, hundreds. But the taste is jato bhakti adho khaje. Whether you have developed your love for God, that is what. It doesn't matter. It's like if you want to be a mathematician, so you may pass from any university, Calcutta University or Delhi University or London University, any university. Mathematics, 2 + 2 = 4 everywhere. It is not that in Calcutta University 2 + 2 = 5 and in London University 2 + 2 = 3. No, everywhere 2 + 2 = 4. Similarly, dharma means obedience to the laws of God. There is God. Either you become Christian or Hindu or Muslim, whether you accept God as the supreme authority and whether you abide by the laws of God, then you are dharmi. Otherwise, it is cheating. If there is no conception of God, if one does not know what is God and what is the order of God, then that type of religion is cheating religion, and that kind of religion is completely thrown out from Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur said, Prithivite ache jato, Prithivite jhaki tu dharma name chole. Chole means it is passing on in the name of religion, but it is not religion. Because religion without conception of God, what is the meaning of that religion? If that is religion, that is not parodharma. That is aparadharma. Aparadharma. Just like sometimes we take desa dharma, samaja dharma, griha dharma, and so many things. So desa dharma, nationalism. So now you are in this country, suppose in India, next life, because you have to change your body, next life it may not be that you have taken birth in India. You might have taken birth in the heavenly planet or in the animal society, because there is no guarantee. Krishna says, tatha dehantara prapti. Death means change of the body. That what kind of body you are going to accept, that will depend on the superior arrangement. But you can arrange also, just like if you pass medical examination, there is possibility of your becoming a medical officer to get a service in the government medical service board. But still, it must be selected. by the medical board and so on, so there are so many conditions. Similarly, to get the next body, that is not your selection. That selection depends on superior authority. Karmana daiva netrena jantar deha upapatti. That we do not know. That next life, neither we endeavor what is next life. We have to accept a next life after giving up this body. Therefore we must be prepared for that purpose. So preparation means, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Janti deva vrata devan. If you prepare yourself to go to the higher planetary system, Chandralok, Suryalok, Indralok, Sarvalok, Brahmalok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, there are so many, hundreds. If you want to go there, then you prepare in that way. Janti deva vrata devan. Pitrin janti pitri vrataha. So if you want to go to the pitri loka, you can go there. If you want to go to the higher planetary system, in the deva loka, you can go there. And if you want to remain here, you can remain here. And if you want to go to the loka, Goloka, Vrindavan, Madhyajinopi Janti Maam. You can go there. Back to home, back to Godhead. That is possible. Krishna says, Taktadi Hang Punarjanma Naiti Maameti. If you like, you can go back to home, back to God. That is possible. So therefore, the intelligent person, they must know, if I go to the Devaloka, what is the result of going there? If I go to the Pitriloka, what is the result? If I remain here, what is the result? And if I go back to home, back to God, what is the result? The ultimate result is that if you can go back to home, back to Godhead, then Krishna says, what is the result? The result is taktati hang punarjanmanaiti. Then you don't get birth again in this material world. So that is the highest gain. Punarjanmanaiti mameti. Mamupeta kaunteya dukkhalayama sasatam napnuvanti mahatmana. Sangsiddhiṃ paramāṅga, that is highest perfection. So therefore here it is said, savai puṃsāṅ paro dharma jato bhakti adhokhaji. So if you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, then jato bhakti adhokhaji, you have to adopt this means, bhakti. Vaktyāvāma vijānāti jāvāna jasyāmi tattata. Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, cannot be understood by karma, jnana, yoga. No process will be sufficient to understand Krishna. Therefore, you have to take to this process as recommended by Krishna. Bhaktyamam abhijanati javana jasyami tattata. Therefore, we do not indulge in Krishna's lila unless it is performed or it is executed by the devotees, not professional man. That is forbidden. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never indulged. Because the subject matter of Krishna can be understood only by the process of bhakti. Jato bhakti radho khaji. Without bhakti, it is not possible. The bhakti process one has to adopt if he actually wants to go back home, back to Godhead. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Our movement, this Krishna consciousness movement, is educating people how to become advanced in devotional service and how to go back home, back to Godhead. And this is not a very difficult task. It is very easy. If it is not easy, how the Europeans, Americans are now taking seriously? Because they, I think, at least before 10 years, before the starting of this movement, most of them they did not know what is Krishna. Now they are all devotees of Krishna. Even the Christian priest, they are surprised. In Boston, one Christian priest, he admitted that these boys, they are our boys, coming from the Christian group or the Jewish group. So before this movement, they did not take care even to see us or to ask any question about God, to come to the church. They completely neglected. Now, how it is that mad after God? They are surprised. Why? Why have they have become so? Because they have taken to the process. The process is important. Simply speculation, bhakti is not theoretical. It is practical. Jato bhakti radho khaje. If you want to take to the bhakti process, it is not speculation. You must actually engage yourself in the process. Jato bhakti radho khaje. That process is Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pada sivanam archanam bandhanam dasam sakham mahatma nivedam. This is 9 different. Anesthita suti gatang tanuvangavanobhi. Simply by hearing, you remain in your place. There is no need of changing your place. If you are a businessman, do your business. If you are a medical man, remain in your medical profession, a lawyer, whatever it may be. That is the recommendation of Brahma and confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sthane sthita sutigatang tanuvang manovi. If we hear sutigatang, if we receive the message of bhakti, then you can remain in your place. But if you hear and try to implement it, employ it in practical life, then one day the Supreme Lord, whose another name is Ajita, he will be able to conquer him. Jitopashi. These are the recommendations in the Shastra. So, this is first class or superior dharma. Everyone can accept it, simply hear. And that hearing process is also made very easy. This chanting, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you chant and hear. Anywhere you can do it. You sit down in your home or in your office, in your factory, underneath a tree or anywhere. You can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, and you can hear. This process will make you advance in everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given his benediction. Yaha haite sarva siddhi haibe tama. By simply, by this chanting and hearing of Hare Krishna mantra, all perfection you will get. It's very easy. Therefore, our request is that whatever you may be, in whatever position you may be It doesn't matter. Sthane sthita. Just sit down together with the family members and chant Hare Krishna. It is very easy. Nobody can say it is very difficult. And if it is difficult to chant, then it should be understood that we are most unfortunate. Etadisi kipatavo bhagavan mamapi duddhaiva idisamiha janina anuraga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught that nam namakari bahudha nijasarpa shakti tatrarpita niyamita smarane nakala. The Lord's holy name is as powerful as the Lord Himself. Na abhinnattad namanamina. This is the Shastric injunction. There is no difference between Krishna name and the Krishna person, because Krishna is absolute, Advaya Tattva, Advaya Gyan. So He has descended in this age. Kali rupe Krishna, Kali yuge nam rupe Krishna avatar. This nam Hare Krishna is the sound incarnation of Krishna. Don't think it is ordinary sound, Hare Krishna. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Golokera premadhana Hari nama sankirtana. Rotina janmila kanata. This sound vibration is coming. This is transcendental sound. It is coming from Goloka Vrindavan. It is not this mundane sound. Just like you in radio you receive sound from other places. Similarly, this sound is received, released from the Vaikuntha. Golokera Premadhana. So, the sound vibration, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives it to the people in general. He says that the name, holy name, is as powerful as Krishna. Nam namakari bhavada nijasatva shakti tatrarpita. And niyamita smaranena kala. And to smarane, to hear and chant, there is no particular time. Just like Gayatri Mantra and other things, you have to chant in a different atmosphere, three times Sri Sandha after taking bath. There are so many rules and regulations. But this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you can chant anywhere and everywhere at any time, without any regulative principle. Niyamita smarane nakala. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regrets the etadisi tava kripa bhagavan mahabhi. My Lord, You are so merciful upon me. But still, duddhaiva idusamiha janina anuraga. I am so unfortunate that I am reluctant to chant this Hare Krishna. So, this moment is teaching very simple thing, that whatever you may be, wherever you may be, there is no expenditure, there is no loss. You chant Hare Krishna. This is our moment. So, the ladies and gentlemen who are present here, kindly take this instruction of the Shastra. Then you become situated in the transcendental first class system of religion. Savai pangsang paro dharma jato bhakti radhukhaj. Ahuituki apratihata. Ahuituki. But don't chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with any motive. That is not good. Even if you chant with motive, that will take little time to become pure devotee, but better without any motive. As a matter of duty, you chant regularly. Ahuituki, apratihata. then there will be no hindrances. You'll make progress without any hindrances. Ahitukiya pratika. And then you'll be pleased. Jino atma samprasidati. Then you'll be feeling transcendental bliss. Chita dharpanamardhanam bhava mahadavra. And all the blazing fire of this material world will be extinguished. Bhava mahadavagni. Here, in this material world, it is compared with Dabagni. Dabagni means the forest fire. Nobody goes to set fire in the forest, but it takes place. Similarly, however cautious you may be, you cannot make this material world without Dabagni. That is not possible. Dabagni will continue. Vishaya Vishanale Dibanishi Hiya Jale. Natan Das Thakur has sung. The material world is such that it is just like a blazing fire. Vishaya Vishanale Dibanishi. Here, everyone, even the Prime Minister, even the President, very opulently situated, but all is full of anxieties. Very too much anxieties. So, if you want to be jayatma samprasidati, then you must take to this process, this bhakti yogam, sabanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam. There are so many different items, and the most important item is sevanam. We can sit down, family members, and we can read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and hear and chant Hare Krishna. Very easy thing. That we want to introduce every home. That is our only request. That in whichever position you are, it doesn't matter. You simply begin this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and reading of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't try to be ustad in interpreting. That is very dangerous. Ustadi is not good. Simply try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavan says, matta parataram nanat kinchi jasti dhananjaya. My dear Arjun, there is no more superior authority than me. You accept, that's all. You haven't got to interpret foolishly. No, then you are gone. Then you become condemned. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is that. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. He says, Amar agnay guru haiya taro ei desh. Ei desh, just like Surendra is here. So I request. Dr. Shukla is here. It doesn't matter that you have to go out. You are in Aligarh, you become a guru. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How shall I become guru? I am grihastha, I am engaged this. No, you haven't got to learn very much to be puffed up. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna Buddhist. That's all. You simply recite what Krishna has spoken. Then you become guru. If you want to manufacture something and show some magic, then you do not become guru. You see, if you simply repeat what Krishna has said. Krishna says, manmana bhavavad bhakta madhyaji mag namaskuru mami vaishasi asang sayang. What is the difficulty? You can say all the same thing. Sir, you always think of Krishna. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta. You don't say that you think of me. That is raskarna. You say that you think of Krishna. Krishna says, manmana. But you don't say manmana. You say Krishna. Krishna says. You always think of Krishna. Manmana Bhavamal. You just become a devotee of Krishna. Just worship Krishna. Madhyaji. And just offer little obeisances to the Lord. These four things. Even a child can do. And you can preach, you can become guru. Very difficult. Everyone. Amara Gai Guru Heya Taro Yehi Desh Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna. So you become a guru. Don't manufacture ideas. Jeno Atma Sampasidati. Is there any difficulty? No difficulty. The Bhagavad Gita explains everything very nicely. How to become Krishna conscious, how to worship Krishna, how to understand Krishna. Everything explained there very lucidly. So people can take it very easily and then he will be perfect. Then he will not come. Mamupita kauntiya dukkhalayama sas. It's very easy. So take it very seriously. That is our propaganda. We don't manufacture anything, any jugglery of war, any magic or any new ideas of God. These nonsense things we do not do. We simply carry out the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we simply repeat Krishna Upadesh. That's all. This is Krishna Consciousness Movement. You can take it and also you can do it. You can also become Guru. That we want. Thank you very much.
Jai Shri
Many questions. If there is any question, you can put.
अगर कोई प्रश्न करना चाहे तो महाराज से प्रश्न कर सकते हैं। या कोई करना चाहे प्रश्न।
अधोक्षज, I want to.
अधोक्षजा, अधोक्षजा, अखाजा। A-I-U, then at the end, kya. So beginning from A and kya, up to the end of kya, akha. So we manufacture.
Maharaj, deviyon ka ye nivedan hai vinamra aapse.
Hmm.
Jaise bhi hindi aap bolte hain, unki samajh mein aayegi, hindi mein uttar dein.
Achha. The A-I-U, ka kha ga gha, up to kha, ye jo sab akshar hai, A se shuru karke kha hota hai, iska naam hota hai akha. Aur ye akshar se hum log jo katha janm dete hain, yehi sab akshar se janm hota hai, uska naam hai akhaja. Aur ek shabd hai, अक्खा का अर्थ होता है आँख, आँख इंद्रिय है, तो हमारा सब इंद्रिय है, आँख है, हाथ है, पैर है, जीवा है, इसमें भी सब ज्ञान का जन्म होता है, उसको भी कहा जाता है अक्खज, तो ये दोनों प्रकार के जो अक्खज ज्ञान है, इसका ऊपर अधकृत अधकृता अखज ज्ञानम यात्रा इसका नाम है अखज कि ये सब काम से चलेगा नहीं यो हम अपना इंद्रिय से भगवान को देख लेंगे भगवान को समझ जाएंगे ये हम वर्ड जगलरी करके भगवान को समझ जाएंगे इससे बहुत ऊपर है भगवान इसीलिए उसका नाम है अखज अधोखज Adhakrita khajam jnanam jatra. That means, oh, English aa jata. Yo, iska arth hi hota hai, jo prakita niyam hai, prakita niyam se Bhagwan ko samajhne ke jo prayas, ye vritha hai. Bhagwan ko samajhna chahiye, Bhagwan jaise batate. अब कोई धनी व्यक्ति है, आप सोचते रहिए ये व्यक्ति इतना धन का मालिक होगा, करोड़ रुपया का होगा, कोई बोलता नहीं नहीं इतना नहीं, और उसका पास बहुत धन है 10 करोड़ है, कोई बोलता नहीं नहीं इतना, कोई बोलता 10 लाख। ये स्पेकुलेशन से वास्तविक वो धनी व्यक्ति का क्या परिस्थिति है आपको समझ में नहीं आया। और अगर वो एक शब्द बता दें कि देखो जी हमारे पास 10 लाख रुपया है, काम हो गया। तो इसी प्रकार आप भगवान को अगर स्पेकुलेशन करेंगे तो जन्म जन्मांतर में भी नहीं समझ सकेंगे। और भगवान खुद जो बताते हैं, जैसे भगवद गीता में मत्त परतरम नान्यत् किंचिदस्ति धन अहं सर्वस्य प्रभव मत्त सर्वं प्रवर्तते अहम आदि ही देवाना सर्वधर्मान, इस प्रकार से अगर समझे तो जल्दी होगी। इसलिए भगवान का नाम है अधोखज। डोंट ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड बाय दिस मेटीरियल एक्सपीरियंस और सेंस परसेप्शन, इंद्रिय जो ज्ञान से भगवान को समझने के लिए प्रयास ना कीजिए, उसमें कुछ लाभ नहीं होगा। अथापि ते देव पदाम्बुजद्वयम् प्रसाद देशानुगृहीत एव हि जानाति तत्त्वम्। भगवान की कृपा से ही भगवान को समझ जाए, समझ जाएगा। नाम आत्मा प्रवचन न लभ्य न मेधया न बहुना स्तुति न, ये वैदिक वचन है जो बहुत प्रवचक ये कथावाचक बड़ा भारी कथावाचक, ये उससे भगवान को नहीं समझा जाएगा। न बहुना स्तुति न, बहुत पढ़े लिखे हुए हैं नहीं, वो भी नहीं। वो तो भगवान जिसको कृपा करेंगे तो भगवान किसको कृपा करेंगे, जो भक्त होगा। भगवान का नाम है भक्त वत्सल, भगवान का कहीं नाम नहीं है ज्ञान वत्सल, जोगी वत्सल, कर्म वत्सल, भक्त वत्सल। तो भगवान को भक्ति से बस कीजिए, जैसे जसोदा माई भगवान को बस किया। जो दुनिया जिसको देख कर डरते हैं वो भगवान जसोदा माई की छड़ी देख करके रो रहे, ये भगवान के भक्त वत्सलता है कि भक्त उनको बस में ला सकता है। हाँ
जी, भक्ति का थोड़ा सा स्वरूप,
भक्ति तो बताया कि श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु, भगवान विष्णु का विषय, भगवान कृष्ण का विषय है, श्रवण कीजिए भगवद गीता, जैसे भगवान खुद बता रहे हैं उसको सुनिए, श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु, फिर श्रवण करके स्मरण कीजिए, श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम, देन भगवान की सेवा में नियुक्त है ये पाद सेवनम। इसी प्रकार 9 प्रकार प्रोसेस है, उसमें 9 लीजिए, 8 लीजिए, 7 लीजिए, कम से कम 1 लीजिए तो उसमें आपका काम बन जाएगा। एक जो सर्वनाम केवल आप श्रवण कीजिए, जैसा महाराज परीक्षित, श्री विष्णु श्रवणे परीक्षित, उनका अंतकाल हुआ तो बड़े बड़े ऋषि लोग सब सुला दिया, महाराज ऐसे कीजिए, ऐसे कीजिए, ऐसे कीजिए, और सुखदेव गोस्वामी बोला आप केवल श्रवण कीजिए, बस वो बैठ के सुना, केवल उनकी मुक्ति हो गई। श्रवणम श्री विष्णु श्रवण ही परीक्षित अभवत वैयास की कीर्तन है, और वैयास की सुखदेव गोस्वामी केवल भागवत का कीर्तन किया, वो भी परफेक्ट हो गया श्रवणम कीर्तनम। प्रह्लाद महाराज केवल स्मरण किया, उनके पिताजी सब समय उनको परेशान करते रहे, वो भगवान का स्मरण करें और क्या करें, बेचारी 5 वर्ष का बालक है, तो उसमें परफेक्शन हो गया। श्रवणंग कीर्तनंग विस्मरणंग पाद सेवन, लक्ष्मी जी भगवान का पाद सेवन किया, और पृथु महाराज अर्चन किया, पृथु पूजन है, और हनुमान जी केवल दास से किया, जो भगवान बोले उसको किया, वरना वेदांत तो जानते हैं ना, पढ़े लिखे हैं तो जंतु है, क्या कर सकें। दास है हनुमान, उनको परफेक्शन हो गया। और सखे अर्जुन, अर्जुन भगवान से मित्रता किया, उनको परफेक्शन हो गया। तो कोई भी ये जो नवदा भक्ति, हाँ अक्रूर तब अभिमंदन है, ये तो सब है। तो इसी प्रकार नौ प्रकार की विधि है, जो उस नौ लीजिए, आठ लीजिए, सात लीजिए, कम से कम एक लीजिए, फिर आपको जीवन सफल हो जाएगा।